Salam and welcome to a new episode of Brief Pause. It is the end of 2019. I am recording this on the 29th of December 2019. It is soon 2020, a new decade. And let me start with, you know, it doesn't have to be a new year for us to set new goals and be all proactive and motivated and excited. However, I take it as an opportunity to reflect upon the, you know, previous year and then plan for the days ahead or for the year ahead. It's a good thing, no worries. Now, this is how I set my goals. Before I start thinking about what I want to do in 2020, I reflect upon 2019 and then I think what was missing in 2019 that I wanted to do but then I did not do. And I think about the spiritual, the physical or the body, and the mental. Now, in 2019, when it comes to the spiritual, I think in the last month, I did not read or recite the Quran as much as I wanted to. I used to do it daily, or at least this was my goal, but then I did not do it on a daily basis, which kind of, I really hate it, and it is something we really have to do. Not only spiritually, but also it has our mental health. So this is 100%. One of my goals for 2020 is to read, recite the Quran every single day, at least one page. And then for the body or, you know, the physical, I am so bad at this. Very. I do not exercise. I do not work out. No physical movement or nothing, literally nothing. And even when I start working out, I drop it after a few days. And it gets so bad, especially when I have to sit down for several hours. Like right now, I have exams in 2 weeks and I'm sitting for long hours studying. It is so bad, so I really, really need to start working on that. This is one of the top goals for my body and health in general for 2020. I'm putting this above, like, healthy habits, like, you know, food and all that. Exercise is a top one. For my spiritual, again, it is reciting Quran every single day and not missing a day, because we can do that, trust me. And then for my mind, I always kind of associate my mind with the spiritual, but also the mind not in only a spiritual way, but also when it comes, you know, nourishing it with knowledge, when it comes to studies and reading books and all that. This was not a very good year of books, because I read 30 books only. I might finish one these days, but I say 30. For last year, I read more than 50 books, actually. So I do not consider this year as a good year of books. I would like to read more in 2020. And also, I would nourish my mind with more positive thoughts and positive energy and positive people. Because the people around you affect so much your mental. Now that I'm done with reflecting on 2019 and what was missing and including it in 2020, I would start thinking what I want to do or achieve in general in 2020. Now, before starting 2020, I think that 2020 would be a marked year as well, because it would be the year I would graduate and I would probably start doing something else. There are, I would say, two other exciting things that I really hope would happen in 2020. I might tell you in around 2 weeks' time whether they did or not, because I would know by then. I just need things to be confirmed. But for now, I won't talk about them. I really hope, inshallah, even like that would happen, because they are two of my goals and I hope that would happen. I'm just waiting for a confirmation and then I would just tell you, and we would talk about it. Now, academia for me, at least for this year, would be a high priority. I will be having my last exams in my whole academic career this January in 2 weeks' time. So working hard on that is top priority. And then I would go and do research, which means I will have to write a thesis and then present my viva. And in general, academia is high priority. One of my top goals for 2020 is to do good at university and in my studies in general. Another goal, which was set in 2019, was to write a book. I hoped to finish it in 2019, but then things kept on coming up and I had other goals. I think it was my goal season was a little bit unrealistic, and I hope to be better with that actually. However, it was to finish writing a book. I only managed to write around half of it in 2019, and so I hope that I would at least finish 75% of the book in 2020. I don't want to rush myself. I don't want to, set a very big goal that I cannot finish, especially that I know this is my final year, it's my graduation year, and I have a lot to do just with my studies, you know, alongside other things that I hope would happen. So I guess making progress with my writing would be the goal for now. Because I hate a little bit, you know, and defined goals is just to make progress just like that. I would say I would want to finish 75% of the book. That would be good for me and I would be satisfied. Now, other things that I would love to do is this podcast. I want to upload an episode every single week, even though I'm not great with it just yet. But I tell myself, even if you miss a week, you don't have to stop, just post or upload the next week or a few days later. Just keep it consistent. You know, consistency is key until I get hold of it, and then I will keep on doing it. One more thing, I do have a kind of personal YouTube channel, and I will link it down below somewhere. And I really like, you know, making content and making videos, but then I tell myself that I will post a video every single week. And that is most of the time a bit overwhelming for me. It takes me a lot to edit a video, a lot of time, and with my studies and all that, it's a little bit overwhelming. And so what I do is when I cannot post or upload a video, I just stop doing it completely. Which is not the right thing, I guess. So I told myself, you know what? Try to set a more realistic goal. Don't, you know, just post a video per month. You don't have to post a video every single day or every single week. Just post a video per month. I would keep doing what I want, you know, post videos and make YouTube videos. But at the same time, I wouldn't hate myself for not being consistent because I only have to post one video per month. So what I mentioned so far, to be more consistent with reciting micro and to exercise, this is so important, and to read more books. My goal for 2020 would be 50. I think I can do that with everything that's happening. I think I can do that. And honestly, I miss reading books so much, even though I'm all the time reading a book, but I feel like it's not enough, you know, like you're hungry, but the food is not enough and you never full. So yes, I want to read more books. I'm setting 50 as a goal, and to set my studies as a priority, and then to finish 75% at least of the book, and to post a podcast every single week and a video, YouTube video every single month, alongside two other things that I would love to do that I cannot say just yet. But I think as an overall, I think these are pretty good and realistic goals. Even though there are other things like being more grateful and being more mindful of the people around me. Oh, and by the way, I just got this idea that I always wanted to do, even though I did not write it down just yet. It just came to my mind. I, you know, because I always promote kindness and this is some, you know, just be kind. It costs you nothing, literally nothing. You know, just be kind to one another, say nice words. If you don't have something nice to say, just don't say anything, even if the other person is rude to you. And if you know that someone needs that compliment or is waiting for that compliment to boost their confidence or energy or whatever it is, just say it. When you know it, just say it, okay? Anyway, I stopped talking about kindness, but because I promote kindness, I would love to write more letters to my friends and people who want to, you know, be pen pals with me. So if you want that, you can just tell me. I want to write letters and make, you know, these little cards and send them to people randomly. It doesn't have to be, you know, an occasion to do that. It is an act of kindness and makes other people happy, and it also makes me happy. So I really, really want to do that. Lastly, a friend of mine sent me this very beautiful letter, I think it, almost for no reason, and it was so beautiful, it made me so happy, and so I really want to do that as well, you know, random acts of kindness, for no reason, no occasion should be, you know, set for being kind, or for these little acts of kindness. Now, if you haven't sat down and thought about your life and reflected about your acts, these last few days or weeks or months, what is missing in your life, what you want to be doing and you're not doing, what you are doing and don't want to be doing. Maybe you want to learn something new, maybe a language, maybe you want to have a better understanding of the Quran, maybe you want to start a business, maybe you want to do something online, maybe you want to have better grades, maybe you want to perform better at your work, your profession, whatever it is, it's all maybes, but just sit down, sort your life out, you will even feel more calm and feel better. Just take the new year as an opportunity. This is all I'm saying. Take the new year as an opportunity, and I really, really hope and pray, inshallah, that 2020 will be a very good and blessed year for all of us. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you in the next episode. Salam.